This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate the Vizhinjam International Port, India's first semi-automated port, to the nation in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala, this morning. Mr. Modi will also visit the port's operations building and inspect the control systems. The ceremony will be attended by Kerala Governor Rajendra Arlekar, Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal, state ministers and other high officials. The Prime Minister will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 58,000 crore rupees in Amravati, Andhra Pradesh today. In line with his commitment to ensure world-class infrastructure and connectivity across the country, the Prime Minister will inaugurate 7 national highway projects in Andhra Pradesh. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone of 6 national highway projects and 1 railway project. Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for multiple infrastructure projects that include the Legislative Assembly, High Court, Secretariat, other administrative buildings and housing buildings for over 5,200 families worth over 11,240 crore rupees. He will also lay the foundation stone of missile test range at Nagayalanka in Andhra Pradesh worth around 1,460 crore rupees. It will comprise a launch center, technical instrumentation facilities, indigenous radars, telemetry and electro-optical systems, enhancing the country's defense preparedness. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of PM Ekta Mall at Madhurawada in Visakhapatnam. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the WAVE summit has highlighted India's creative strengths on a global platform. He said that today India is emerging as a global hub for film production, digital content, gaming, fashion, music and live concerts. He said this after inaugurating the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit WAVES 2025 at the Jio World Convention Center in Mumbai yesterday. He noted that the global animation market has vast potential, currently valued at over $430 billion and projected to double in the next decade.
Aaj Bharat film production, digital content, gaming, fashion aur music ka global hub ban raha hai. Live concerts se judi industry ke liye anek sambhavnaye hamare samne hain. Aaj global animation market ka size $430 billion se zyada ka hai.
India is set to host the Global Media Dialogue for the first time as part of WAVES Summit at Jio World Convention Center in Mumbai today. The event marks a significant milestone in the country's engagement with the global media and entertainment landscape. The four-day summit, which began yesterday, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Global Media Dialogue is being organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting with support from the Ministry of External Affairs. Over 60 countries are expected to participate in the event. In Uttarakhand, the portals of Kedarnath Dham are set to open for devotees this morning at 7 a.m. Baba Kedarnath's revered Panchmukhi Chal Vigraha Utsav Doli has also reached the Dham, accompanied by the stirring tunes of the army band and fervent chants of devotion. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has appointed BJP MP Sanjay Jaiswal as the chairperson of the Committee on Estimates for 2025-26. Mr. Birla constituted the 30-member committee with effect for the term ending on 30th of April next year. The committee comprises Lok Sabha MPs including P.P. Chaudhary and Rajiv Pratap Rudi from BJP, Kumari Seljan and Dipinder Singh Hooda from Congress, Avdhesh Prasad from SP, TMC's Kalyan Banerjee, DMK's Dayanidhi Maran and Arvind Sawant from Shiv Sena UBT as members. Mr. Birla has also appointed BJP MP Bajan Panda as the chairperson of the Committee on Public Undertakings for 2025-26. In the 22-member committee, there are 15 members from Lok Sabha and 7 members from the Rajya Sabha. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Rajasthan Royals by 100 runs at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur last night. Chasing a target of 218 runs set by Mumbai Indians, Rajasthan Royals were all out for 117 in 16.1 overs. Earlier, after being invited to bat first, Mumbai Indians made 217 for 2 in their stipulated 20 overs. Ryan Rickleton was the top scorer for Mumbai Indians, who made 61 runs. Today, Gujarat Titans will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at Narendra Modi Stadium, Ahmedabad. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.